podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Penis and testicles. Just checking my levels.
It's a way to go.
It's one way.
Penis.
And testicles.
Sitting in a tree.
T-E-S-T-I-C-L-I-N-G.
Testicling?
Yes. Testicling.
Okay.
You know what it sounds like? This sounds like saran wrap for your balls.
Testicling.
New testicling.
Keeps them fresh.
Like new balls. Preserve that new ball smell. Just show a sad old man, kind of, you know, hobbling down the street with a walker. Sad old balls. He looks at the camera. Wah, wah. Try new testicling.
You guys are silly little bitches.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tamcast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we call it Tamcast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. And happy thoughts. But you ask, like, you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tamcast.
You know what's interesting to me? People often associate their sexuality as who they're having sex with at that moment. Like, if they were sleeping with dudes and girls at one time, and they're sleeping with girls, and they say they're a lesbian. But it seems like if you already slept with dudes, you'd still be bi. I don't know.
Yeah, part of me, like, thinks, well, you know, maybe people are just so variable and changeable that we should stop trying to apply labels to everybody.
This is very true.
But then I start to think, it's like, my weight can change, but if I'm fat right now, I'm a fat guy. And if I'm skinny right now, I'm a skinny guy. It's useful to label me because then you know who you're talking to.
And these are like very important things, because if you're fat, you're an idiot.
Jesus.
And if you're skinny, you're still an idiot.
Well, like, if you're a vegetarian now, but you used to eat meat, it doesn't mean that you're still a meat eater. So you would label yourself a vegetarian.
Well, yeah, but if you're currently eating during this meal, I'm eating only vegetables. But I could conceivably, at my next meal, eat meat. Then I think labeling myself a vegetarian is perhaps being a little time-specific.
Well, also, it's funny to me that people associate the label with who you're actually having sex with as opposed to who you're just attracted to.
Yeah.
Meh.
Well, because, I mean, I think you can still be gay and never have sex with a dude.
I would agree.
Noah's confessing, Andy. Let him go.
Oh, okay. Noah, I'm sorry. Please continue. I didn't want to interrupt your story.
So this is a very special episode of Tancast.
We haven't started this episode of Tancast.
Now we're starting it.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
We're here, and we're queer.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the black guy in Tancast.
Hey. One of the black guys in Tancast. And when you hear this noise, that means there's a link in the show notes to whatever the hell we're jibber-jabbering about. Also, I want to let you know, my wife is currently not here, and the baby could wake up at any moment, so if shit starts to get disjointed, that is because Tim is trying to deal with a fussy baby and feed him.
With some... Wait, what are you trying to feed him with? What's he trying to feed him with, Andy?
Is it fresh titty juice?
I hate you.
Oh, Jesus.
I hate you so much.
Come on, man. Say it.
Fresh titty juice.
Even that sounded phone-in.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I just got I'm a little tired. The morning kind of wiped me out. Had a huge poop. I think it just did the rest of my day, and so...
You had a big poo. I know that much.
Yes, we did. We had a day full of poo. Fresh titty juice.
There we go. There's a tea juice we know and love.
And now you can buy that on the most perfect product ever at the Cafe Press store. There is a baby bib with fresh titty juice on it.
You know what you should make? You should make like a little cream container with fresh titty juice. You know how they have for coffee? I don't know if they have that at Cafe Press.
I was like, Cafe Press doesn't have that option, dude.
Fucking come on, man.
Refine yourself to what we can accomplish. Let us fail at only the things that are at least achievable.
All right, fair enough. You got me there,
Thank you for the link, sir.
Should we do those things that make people laugh?
The tan laughs.
What a strange way to phrase it.
We like to tell jokes to you every week in the segment that we call the tan laughs. Timmy's a comedian, and he could write the jokes, but he's a big, fat, lazy ass. So we have to turn to you, send them in, or we'll be screwed, to your mom at tancast.com. Now it's time to hear the jokes that we got from all you folks. Yes, bitch, it's 10 left time.
What a country.
Hopefully they make you laugh. Oh, I got a new joke.
Well, that's excellent. I think this is a good time for it.
All right. This is racist. So here we go. What do you call Mexican without a car?
Something racist?
No. Joaquin.
Where's that from?
That is from our raft guide where I went rafting yesterday.
Okay, I'll put that in the show notes. Raft guide.
His name is Don, if you want to know.
Don the Raftsman. Raftsmithson. Stop me. I'm going to keep going.
Just stop.
I can't. I don't have any brakes.
You have shut up. Shut it up.
I have shut the fuck up, Andy. Well, Tim, would you like to go next or shall I?
You go. I have to sort through this one. It's a lot of jokes, and I'm deciding which ones to do.
Okie dokie. Well, don't pay any attention then, as here comes CJ's tan laugh. From CJ, our number one ex-Mormon fan. A Mormon was seated next to an Irishman on a flight from London. After the plane was airborne, drink orders were taken. The Irishman asked for a whiskey, which was promptly brought and placed before him. The flight attendant then asked the Mormon if he would like a drink. He replied in disgust, "I'd rather be savagely raped by a dozen whores than let liquor touch my lips." The Irishman then handed his drink back to the attendant and said, "Me too, I didn't know we had a choice." You like how I didn't even try the Irish accent?
I do like that.
Because my Irish accent always starts off with, "Ah, faith in Begara," and ends right about there.
Oh, me magical lucky charms.
They're magically delicious, matey. Yeah.
After me, lucky charms. Meh, see, meh.
That's how it is, right?
Yes, I'm sure that's how it is.
I think it is.
All right, well, okay, here
it goes. Order your thoughts, try again.
Grace, our number one, she can either go with number two redheaded fan or number one ginger fan because Leslie went with number one redheaded Disney freak. Sorry, that's what I should have said. Number two redheaded Disney freak or number one ginger Disney freak. Whichever one. That's what Grace has. And she sent in these tan laughs. Basically, she sent in a lot of jokes from the Jungle Cruise.
Excellent.
So I didn't want to read the whole spiel because it is quite extensive. So,
I was on the Jungle Cruise one time, and after everything that went on, the guy said, "Wow, what an adventure." With exactly that
I remember you telling
affect.
Me about that a long time ago.
Still tickles me to this day.
So why did the ape get a job?
I don't know.
He was tired of monkeying around.
Oh.
Why did the elephant quit his job?
Because he lost his trunk.
He was tired of working for peanuts.
Oh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Toucan.
Toucan who?
Two cannot fit through the turnstiles at the same time.
Alrighty.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Safari.
Safari who?
Safari who?
Safari so good, you'll be on the Jungle Cruise in just a few minutes.
It's just like being there.
Feel that mist on your faces? Don't worry, that's only the monkeys in the trees.
Oh, that's gross.
And we'll leave it there. Oh, Noah got top billing this time.
No, he said, "Hi, Uncle Tim Noah."
Uncle Tim Noah. We're like a two-headed hydra.
Yep. We're combined to one glorious being.
Daddy left. Here, buddy, you want to say hi really quickly?
Hi, quick.
Okay, yes,
yeah,
say hi quickly. Do that literally.
Hi, Uncle Tim Noah.
Hello.
Hello there, Tim. Drew.
Say hi, Auntie Noah.
All right.
Hi, Auntie Noah. Poop.
Yeah, I poop. Oh, you don't want to see my poop, son. They're bigger than you.
You're darker, he thinks you're poop.
Oh, poop. Hey, are you being racist?
Uncle Tim. Boobies.
You see boobies?
Noah. Dorothy, Mickey Mouse, but Daddy pulled up.
It sounds like he's just grabbing words at random.
I don't know if I can handle talking to him.
Dorothy, Mickey Mouse, pull up. Daddy, Peter.
Mickey like, Mouse. Automobile. Uncle Noah.
He's doing free word association.
So, rainforest.
Let me rephrase that into English for you. Drew was telling you that he can see my laptop and Mickey Mouse.
It is amazing how parents do that. Wait, baby. I Mickey Mouse, I understood. I did not pull laptop from there.
His word for my laptop is palop.
And, that would make sense.
Yeah, all laptops.
Tell him it fucking has a real name and it's laptop. And then cuff him around a couple times.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. And he was also trying to tell you that he saw the Winnie the Pooh movie in a theater with other kids.
Well, why don't we start there?
Yes, we will start there.
What, was Say he night excited night, by
night.
This?
Night night. Night night. I got him.
Good night.
I love
Nephew
you.
Nephew Drew.
Oh, he loves you.
Oh, what about
Noah?
I love you too, little buddy.
At least
tell
someone
Noah
does,
a horrible
Tim.
Cocksucker.
Noah.
Yes?
Tell me something.
Noah.
Don't you do it. I will kill
say,
you.
Say horrible cocksucker.
I know where you live. I'll kill you
cocksucker.
In your sleep. Boy.
Cocksucker.
There you go, buddy.
Good job.
High five. There you go.
Child Protective yeah. Services, you can just contact me privately. I will give you Andy's information. Get that poor kid out of there.
Night-night, buddy. I could hear him up there. We tried to put him down for a nap as soon as we got home, but he kept hopping up and demanding to come down and say goodnight to Daddy before he would go to sleep.
He's going to sleep already?
Oh, it's time for nap time.
Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
It's past time for nap time. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, this is usually the time he goes down for a nap.
Yeah, just
got a lock on his schedule.
Everything else is off a little bit today, so. So, yeah, Drew saw his first movie in a theater. He did pretty well. I'm pretty proud of him. I was more than a little nervous about this, even to the point where I was telling my wife that she was crazy for being so obsessed with this. Like, ever since she saw that there was a new Winnie the Pooh movie coming out, she just had that on lock. Like, that is the plan. Our life plan, if nothing else happens in our lives, we will go see that movie while it's in theaters with our son. And I kept pointing out, he's three, he'll never remember. She kept pointing out, shut the fuck up, Andy.
You know, a lot of stuff when they're a kid, it's really about the parents and not really about the child.
Yeah, and she did say that. This morning, after literally months of her saying, we should go take him to that, and me telling her, it's not going to matter to him. All that's going to happen is we're going to get him there. He's going to freak out because it's dark and it's full of kids and it's a bunch of new stimulus and it's loud and whatever. And we're either going to have to leave early or we're going to disturb other people. Yeah, because I don't want to be one of those parents. At a certain level, every parent is one of those parents, but I don't want to be the ones that are just like super blasé about it. You know, I'm still worried about affecting other people's enjoyment of whatever else is going on, you know, with my little rat bastard kid, whom I love and everyone else could give a shit about.
I don't give two shits about your kid.
Yep, I know.
I gave one shit.
Well, thank you, Tim, for at least putting one shit's worth of effort into it.
What does it mean when you say you don't give two shits? Like, does that mean you give one shit? Or is two shits, like, even lower than one shit?
What is the shit ratio?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would think that fewer shits would be better, but Noah's right. There's more effort in multiple shits.
So is the ultimate insult like I don't give like negative infinity shits about your kid?
Well, no, because once you're in negative, then that's
or is it just I don't give zero shits about your kid?
Yeah, that's the question. But that's a double negative. I don't give zero.
Is that still considered a double negative though?
Well, zero's no, you're right. Zero's not a negation. Zero is just an absence.
We're tackling important problems here.
Yes, it's good that we have these sort of theological debates on Sundays. Speaking of which, there was a church in the movie theater. I was very confused because, like, it was the first time that we'd ever gone to this theater. I'm following signs, and I realize I'm also following signs pointing to some church. I pull up to the movie theater. I turn to my wife. I go, "There's a church in the theater." She says, "No, there's not." I'm like, "Yes, there's a church in the theater." She said, "What, like a church group? Like you saw a van?" I go, "No." I point this huge sign right next to the entrance with an arrow pointing in. There's a church meeting in this theater. And then
oh,
I remember,
so there's not a physical church in the theater.
Well, it's not like there's a building of a church, but there's a church that meets in the theater, that attends services.
Goddamn lies are full of lies.
Fuck you and your lies.
I was like, how awesome would that be? Because it's like, yeah, whatever, preacher. I'm going to go watch The Matrix.
Dating yourself a little bit there, buddy.
I'm going to go see The Lion King in 3D. Oh, now I'm from the future. How about that, Noah?
What, there's a new Matrix? The remake of The Matrix?
No, you didn't hear him.
Would you Lion see King a remake 3D. Of The Matrix?
Okay.
Sorry. Am I sidetracking us?
Yes, he
That's
said.
That's not even a sidetrack.
He said, "How about if I go see Lion King in 3D? Now I'm from the future, and you're just like Matrix, Matrix, Matrix. I'm not letting go of the Matrix. And Tim has gray hair. Matrix.
Tim will not let that gray hair thing go.
You would not let that gray hair thing go.
I want you to acknowledge it. I want you to say yes. I have gray hair, and you would not.
Hey, Noah, guess what?
Yes.
The arrow of time only points one direction.
What?
We're all aging.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I have gray hair, too. I just don't know Tim had gray hair, but and he would not acknowledge it.
Well, in Tim's defense, if it's on his head, he can't see it.
he never looks at himself in the mirror. Or has,
have you seen
has
Tim
a wife that looks at him
public?
Very closely and probably has pointed out to him.
I don't think Tim has ever seen himself in the mirror.
I constantly look at myself in the mirror. Mm, God damn, that man's attractive.
Look at that Hitler stash.
Actually, I'm not very attractive right now. It's kind of an embarrassing story.
Ooh, sounds good. Let's tell it.
Yep.
What about Winnie the Pooh?
Fuck that church thing. Winnie the Pooh, it was good. My son was well behaved.
Did he enjoy seeing the other children in the theater?
There were only a few because apparently we went during church hours.
Oh.
Well,
you said there was a church in the theater.
Yeah. But, well, it was in a different physical theater. So it wasn't like some guy up there, fire and brimstone and Tigger and Pooh.
I love fire and brimstone and Tigger and Pooh. They're the best.
Oh, it was funny because right before a trailer for The Lion King started up, and my son goes, no, watch Zazu, Winnie the Pooh. It's like, no, dude, it's an ad. It's like on TV. Oh, man. We got a large tub of popcorn to share between the three of us. And we kept passing, we put him in between us so we could kind of manage his movement. And we kept passing the popcorn back and forth in front of him. Finally, he reaches out and he goes, give it. And he sets it down on his lap, tips the whole thing towards him. I swear this thing was wider than his shoulders and he could barely see over the top of it. And he's holding it with one arm wrapped around it like a bear hug and the other arm just diving inside, shoveling popcorn up into his tiny little baby face.
You're like, that's my son. Like, that's my boy.
I was like, my boy.
Give me popcorn.
And I looked at him like, man, he's going to fill up on popcorn. We're not going to get another meal in him today. So I started to try to take the tub away from him. He looks at me and goes, no, Daddy, Lego. It's like, holy shit, he is my son. I look at my wife. I point down and I go, well, whatever the whispered version of that was. So she's trying to laugh. I'm trying to laugh. We're trying not to disturb the other parents. Then I realize my son's very well behaved. I'm not.
He was just trying to get on his popcorn action.
Yeah. It was really cute during the ending credits because Christopher Robin and Pooh at one point like came out and waved while the credits were scrolling or something like that. He waves back, bye, Chrissa Robin.
Oh, that
it's
little
like,
oh, rat.
Buddy.
Were you a big fan of Winnie the Pooh when you were a child, Andy?
I enjoyed Winnie the Pooh. I wouldn't say I was like a huge fan.
Well, what did you think of this movie?
I liked it. It was cute. It was definitely a kid's movie. It was definitely a Winnie the Pooh movie. But there was enough like little subtle word jokes and whatever in there that it got some genuine laughs from me.
Very nice. Yeah. I was I saw a commercial for The Fox and the Hound recently, and I remember as a child I loved that story, and I had like one of those records that had like the little book with it, so you could like turn the page and follow along.
I have the audio tape of that.
You know, I think I had the same thing. And I think it was the record, the vinyl.
Yeah, yeah. I love that thing. I just love that story. It was kind of sad when they had to separate. I'm like, why, mm-hmm. why can't they be friends anymore?
I bet you can probably find it on mousevinyl.com.
Is that a little plug? You like them?
Yeah, it's run by Dave, one of the guys from Mousedalgia.
Oh, okay. You see Mouse Vinyl?
Mouse Vinyl.
So he finds like vinyl of Disney stuff and like resells it, or
yeah, it's not always Disney stuff too. Like there was some Star Trek stuff on there.
Okay, cool.
Huh. I'm intrigued.
There it is, The Fox and the Hound by Disneyland Records. Boop ba da boo doo ba da skip it dip bop it boo
bing doo
skittersh. That was gonna be a long link noise unless I shorten it.
Was that really gonna be your link noise?
No.
Yeah, the Harrison Ford one was kind of long, but I still
enjoyed
it.
Yeah, it was. I was like, that seemed funny until we kept throwing to links.
Actually, I thought it got funnier, like, the more, because you could tell that it was, like, and here's a link, and here's a link, and here's a link. But instead it was, and here's a link, my wife, my family, my wife, my family, my wife. Give me back my family!
I like the end one. My wife, goddammit!
Yeah.
Sounds like even he's getting frustrated with how many times his wife gets kidnapped.
Yeah. Oh, man, it would have been funny if you could have found one of those that was, like, you know, more blasé about the whole thing. My wife, my family. My wife, goddammit.
I don't know if that would have been funnier.
True. I don't know funny.
That is very true.
Oh, I do know one funny thing.
What's that?
Yeah, I think I'm done talking about the movie. The piece of TanCast listener mail that we got this week.
Oh, it's time for TanCast listener email.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
TanCast listener email!
That's right. Good. I have one to read after this one.
Excellent. You know which one I'm going to read.
Yeah.
And I meant to ask for permission about this, but you know what? Fuck it. Here we go.
Well, don't read his last name.
Of course not. So this letter is from Rob. Hi, Tim, Andy, and the N and Tan cast. I'm a very long-time listener, first-time emailer from the UK. I felt like I should relay to you a conversation I had with my wife in bed last night. I got to that point and was like, ooh,
Navy SEALs.
And then I got to the next part and realized, no, I was right. Somehow, I don't really recall how, my wife ended up naming my penis Andy, and I said, after Andy and Tancast, because it's fat. To which she replied, now you have to name your balls Tim and Noah. So there you have it. After 31 years of having no name for my junk, I now have a full Nadcast. Unfortunately, I'm now terrified of having sex with her in case, at the point of climax, I hear Andy yell, I'm fucking in here! Love, your number one Tancast fan with his nards named after you guys, Rob.
That would ruin your boner right there.
Hearing your penis yell anything would probably ruin your partner. It would definitely interrupt your rhythm, if nothing else.
It probably wouldn't do anything great for your partner, either.
What if your boner whispers sweet nothings?
It feels, what if her vagina could hear it?
Yeah, it feels so good inside here. So nice and warm and snug.
But you wouldn't be able to hear it. It'd be like...
Well, maybe it'd be like...
It'd sound like Kenny from South Park.
You just hear like...
Oh, man, if your penis could talk, you'd never have anal.
It smells like shit in here. It smells like shit.
That's all right, buddy. Hold your nose. How are you smelling?
Terrible.
Did you say turtles?
I said terrible. It's an old joke.
Oh.
He doesn't have a nose. How does he smell? Terrible.
Yeah. That's a really old joke. That joke sat on its balls.
I'm not sure what that means.
It's so old.
Old guys' balls dingly. Droop down low, and then you are more likely to sit
ball
down.
Exercises
unless you're Andy,
tight.
In which case you start with low-hanging fruit.
I love that Tim just continues with the description as Noah throws out, I'm doing ball exercises to keep my balls nice and tight.
Because I couldn't hear it. Every so often I'll be in mid-sentence and someone will start talking. I'm like, fuck it, I'm not going to stop talking just so I can hear you not talk over
like,
me.
Ah, I'll clean it up in editing.
I'm like, I'm not fucking done talking. Stop talking.
I like how you can describe Eddie's balls as low-hanging fruit.
A little overripe and easy to pluck.
Very easy.
I could get one of those little fruit pickers that has little claws that you can just yank down on it and fall into the basket. That's how I do it. That's how I get Eddie's balls in my mouth.
Oh, so I responded to Rob. I asked if who was the left nut and who was the right nut, and he said, "I'm the left one. Name the right one Noah, as it was once in the background of a porn film." That's hilarious to me.
Well played, sir.
Well played indeed. So Tim, Tim has an email as well.
Oh, yes. I actually had two emails. Well, one's just a brief message I got from Erin, everyone's high school friend Erin.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I've been listening to all the episodes, and I have not heard the origin of, ooh, Navy SEALs. Is that something I'm missing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. We never really explain it. We just say it all the time.
We've never brought, like, even in the, like, introducing yourself to TanCast episode, we never mentioned why we say it?
No.
Huh. Well, there we go.
It's funny because it's not accurately from. I mean, it's not nearly in the spirit of the movie with which we are quoting it from.
Yep, we've just like taken it more extreme every time we do it.
Well, and just it has a completely different meaning.
Yes.
So it's from the movie Clerks, Randall is teeing off on all the annoying customers in the movie store, and then he goes, like, they always ask for the most stupid, vacuous titles, and one of them grabs a thing off the shelf and goes, ooh, Navy SEALs, like he's happy to see it. However, we use it like, oh, I understand what you're saying.
Now, we also use it for, like, ooh, that's totally important.
I'm trying to remember, in Clerks, wasn't he asking for something else and then got distracted by Navy SEALs?
Could be. I didn't think it was important enough to the story, but...
Okay. I was just trying to correctly remember for my own benefit. Because these are very important things you need to remember in life.
Very important.
Yeah, I think sometimes we just say it like, now sounds like a good time to say, ooh, Navy SEALs.
Like, instead, when one of us goes, oh, like we're realizing something, we will follow it up with Navy SEALs for no good reason. Because we're winning. Eh? Charlie Sheen reference.
Indeed.
He's in Navy SEALs.
Winning. Whatever. Winning.
But now for an actual listener email I got.
What,
from Angela.
Count? You bastard.
From who?
Angela.
Gotcha.
Before you ask, no, I don't know if she has big breasts.
I was just about to ask.
Sidebar, that was... I don't know if we talked about this on Tancast, but... Wait, Andy wasn't even there.
No, my little brother was there.
I always think you were.
Nope.
I wasn't there, I guarantee that.
Because you fucking grabbed your talons onto this story, like, ah, this is my story, ah!
I like your impression of Andy when he's grabbing onto a story, like he's fucking Gollum. Ah, my precious story.
Well, anyway, me and Andy's brother and some other people were at Disneyland when I think we were all in high school. And we were at Space Mountain, and there's a part of Space Mountain where the line is, like, you're on the second floor, and you can look down on the first floor, and there was a gal with ginormous titties. Just titty-licious, titty-rificness. And someone goes, hey, Angela, and she turned around, and I turned to Andy's brother, and I went, their name is Angela. And so from then on, Angela was a euphemism for big breasts.
Which is hilarious, because I worked with an Angela who'd had a boob job.
That I did not know.
Oh, a decade later.
Nice.
She shows up for work the first day, she's like, hi, I'm Angela. Like, yes, you are, honey.
Wow, you do live in the South now. Yes, you are, honey.
Want some sweet tea?
All right, but again, that's all a sidebar to Angela's email. Hey, Tim, I'd love for you to read this on Tancast, and I would email you, but Google's being a complete monster. Ooh, harsh.
Harsh words for Google.
Hi, Tim, Noah, and he who shall not be seen. You're like the Voldemort of Tancast.
I am.
Or Voldemort. Someone said, one of our number one Harry Potter fans said I was saying Voldemort wrong. I'll call him whatever the fuck I want.
Well, there you go.
Pussy nose. That's what I'll call him.
Tim doesn't give a shit about you.
Cunt-faced.
I don't give a shit about Voldemort.
Okay.
Because he's a dick. Okay. I've been a long-time listener and first-time emailer. A lot of those going around today. When I say long time, I mean I was listening since way back from the days of So Indiana Jones days.
Wow.
I just never wanted to out myself, considering I would have been in the eighth grade back then. Ooh, Jesus. We're corrupting America's youth. Anyways, I've been listening to the show in secret, over the years, you've all made me laugh and get grossed out when I needed the distraction from stressful schoolwork all throughout high school. One day, I accidentally played it, not realizing I was on a Skype call with my boyfriend, Cody. Boy, I wish you guys could have seen the look on his face when he slowly saw the not-so-ladylike humor in me. Ever since then, we listened to episodes together after school while we were studying, and on Mondays, we get excited for the newest episode. We were both hooked so much that we started referencing you guys to our friends, but when we tried to explain things like Superman rape debate, we'd either stop ourselves or he'd blame the nonsense on me downloading a crazy podcast that I made him listen to. I might even go so far as to say the only argument that we've ever had was over the Boba Fett versus Dr. Jones tan fight. I was Team Jones, and he wants to take Boba Fett out for a spaghetti dinner date like Glenn Lady of the Tramp.
I'm totally imagining just a long string of spaghetti disappearing up underneath Boba Fett's helmet.
And they fall into a sonic pit.
And then Cody and Boba Fett just, you know, bump heads.
And then Boba Fett uses that little radar thing to nudge a meatball over to Cody's side.
I was actually thinking the phaser, but that works too.
Boba Fett doesn't have a phaser, because he's from Star Wars, and phasers are from Star Trek.
A blaster?
Yes, no, it's a blaster.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I never thought I'd see the day that I could share your crazy podcast with anyone, and it's my first and only boyfriend nonetheless. No less, I think is what she actually meant there, but whatever. Getting to my point, I'd love for you guys to give him a shout-out since you'll be recording on the day of our one-year anniversary, August 1st. Now, this is the part where you realize Tim has been sitting on this email for far too long. I'll be even okay with the simple you're doing it, because that never fails to make us laugh. Thanks so much for reading my letter, that is if you do, and I'll be so happy to see how joyful he'll get when we both sit down and listen to you. Tim fucking sucks at reading! I'm sorry. I'll be so happy to see how joyful he'll get when we both sit down to listen and have our ears murdered with hilarious. Thank you so much, Angela. P.S. If it makes you guys laugh, I'm 18 and he's 17.
Ooh, cradle robber.
Wait, we've been going on that long that she was... Well, actually, never mind. I don't know how she was in 8th grade. I always assume people are, like, a senior when they're 18.
Well, we also started, like, what was it? First weekend of June or something like that? Last weekend of May?
Mm-hmm.
So we could have caught the very, very end of 8th grade.
Ah, good point.
Fair enough.
And now we're in the summer, so she's about to... Yes, things. Anyway.
It all matches. Story checks out. Holy shit, we've been doing this for a long time.
It's impressive. So anyway, well, I don't know if after this... after we just painted his Lady and the Tramp dinner, but there you go, Cody. You're doing it.
You're doing it.
And by it, we mean Boba Fett.
I like that we have closet fans. Like, her boyfriend didn't want to fully admit that he enjoyed Tancast. Like, oh, it's this crazy Tancast you made me listen to. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, like, in public, he's like, it wasn't about no, it was all to her.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I thought to myself, I was like, yeah, I remember being a prude in high school.
My ears were raped by them. It was horrible.
Oh, so I apologized to her because I didn't read it on August 1st. And then she wrote back, that's right, but I'm glad you're going to read it sometime. At which point I wrote, oh, I forgot again because I forgot 2 weeks in a row. To which she then responded, get it together, Tim. I only kid. You can make it up to me by making fun of Andy's croc fetish. Which reminds me that I went to a mall recently and saw one of the escalators was stopped, only to find that a croc was the reason that I was stuck at the bottom floor of Macy's. To which I was tempted to yell, curses, Andy!
Well, hey, now I hate malls,
now
so
you've made the flip, and now you are to blame for all crocs.
I guess.
Yeah, I think you're secretly the inventor of crocs.
Oh,
it's
times.
True. It's my secret shame.
Actually, I would be the inventor of Crocs, because I'm sure, even though people hate them, I probably made a fucking lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would assume so.
Like, yeah, they're funny-looking shoes. Excuse me while I go to bed on a pile of money.
Oh, okay. Somebody hand me 100.
So you have an you don't look very well right now. You have an embarrassing story, Tim. What's going on over there?
Ah, yes. First of all, I would just like to say to everybody, especially because I know we have some listeners that are younger. Well, obviously, we have listeners who started in 8th grade. So if anybody else is starting in 8th grade, or just pretty much anybody.
Actually, to tag on to that, I wonder, how did she find out about us? I'm curious, like, what 8th graders are doing. I mean, I guess they have the internet and they look for shit.
I'm willing to bet it was either Netcot or Milestalgia.
All right, fair enough.
Or maybe even just Kingdom Comedy.
Fair enough.
Pardon me. I'm preparing a baby bottle because...
Oh, I was like, what is going on?
Because my son is due to wake up very soon. And he will be hungry and unhappy when he wakes. I want Tater juice!
I think... Oh, I bet your wife would hate it, but if his first words were titty juice, that would be hilarious.
Yes, she would hate that.
I just told my wife today that I want to teach my son to call random things racist. So that, like, somebody can say, Drew, would you like some french fries with that? That's racist.
That is funny. Some guy did a video, like a comedy video, of he basically recorded himself saying, I'm not racist. And, you know, normally people will say something racist after that. And then he would not say anything remotely racist.
Like, that's funny. I wanted to start. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I would just go, I'm not racist. But can you tell me how to get to this restaurant? And people look at him like, what? That's not racist. He goes, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not racist. And I will find that for you. Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
Well, I'm actually working on a joke for my act where I was like, you know, we all acknowledge that when someone says, I'm not racist, but then they're about to say the most racist shit you've ever heard. Like, we all know that.
Yeah.
Like that. So my question is, has anybody ever pushed that to its limit?
Like, just say something like so offensive.
I'm not
like
racist,
offensive.
But fuck those niggers.
Right, exactly. But just say something so just patently and blatantly racist right after you say that. Like, I'm not racist, but fuck niggers. God damn. And well, then people let you get away with it. Well, he said he wasn't racist.
I'm not racist, but I openly discriminate against people of other nationalities, creeds, faiths, sexual orientation.
I'm not racist, but if every Asian died tomorrow, I would not bat an eyelash.
I would not give zero shits.
But it's hard to work that into my act and make it clean because it's not.
Yeah. I'm not racist, but I think Hitler was onto something.
I'm not racist, but Hitler had some good ideas.
Let's bring Hitler back.
I'm not sexist, but women are useless. There you go.
See, that one you can probably get more away with. Maybe. For your act, that's still bumping right up against the edge, though.
Yeah, oh, which reminds me, last night I tried the T maintenance story in my act, but I I changed it to B maintenance, which was scratching your butt. Actually went over pretty well.
That seems a little dirtier.
What?
Well, I guess not. Dirtier? I guess butt cheek is okay. I'm going to give the butt crack.
Oh, he's not digging in the hole looking for fucking nuggets.
Isn't that what maintenance is all about? You got to get in there. You know, it's not just surface shit. You got to get in there deep.
Surface shit.
Literally and figuratively.
How was your show? Oh, wait. Let's get back to the Berenstain story.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes. What I started to say was floss. People, you need to floss your teeth. It's important. I know. Takes a long time. It's not fun. But you could find that one day... one of your teeth is decayed to the point where that when you finally do floss it, it pops right off.
Oh!
No, you were there for that. That happened while we lived together.
Okay, yes. All right, yeah, okay. I thought this was a new recent development.
Well, there is a new development in the story, yes. So then you go to the dentist, and then she... First of all, she... I remember, I may have told this on Jackass already, but... Like, I see her looking at me and just slowly shaking her head as she's looking in my mouth. I was like, all right. Can you save your judgmental face, please? Look, and I'm here now.
Yeah, there's two reasons to hate the dentist. One is the pain, and the other one is all the fucking judgment. I don't think anybody ever does enough to their teeth that a dentist is going to be looking at them like, yes, that's exactly right. Dentists don't grade on a curve.
I remember she was like, so when was the last time you've been to the dentist? I'm like, it's probably been like 8 years. Yeah, well, you have a lot of cavities. Like, I didn't even finish the S sound in years.
Well, it's probably been around. Right. Yeah, you have a lot of cavities.
I'm like, all right. Yeah. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, a lot of cavities. I'm like, okay, I understand.
I understand that I have a lot of cavities. Can
Ergo,
we just fix
I'm
this
here.
And move on?
Feel yeah, free don't... to fix them as per your job description, you bitch.
Yeah, don't you get to bill me for each individual one? So, fucking, you're welcome for the new stereo system and stop with the judgment.
Yeah.
So, anyway, she... I think unnecessarily got – when I should say, when I flossed, like a lot of the tooth – like a chunk of the tooth broke off, but the entire tooth didn't break off. However, she filed it down till it was just the root and then gave me a cap – I'm using quote fingers, which is essentially just a fake tooth with a metal bar in it shoved into the root of my tooth.
That sounds so pleasant.
Now, that has been working fine for at least 5 years. However, I believe the whatever the glue that held it on was starting to loosen and loosen more, and then shit. Now there was a space, so I would eat, and shit would get caught in there.
Oh,
and
that's no good.
Even worse. Oh, I think no. Here's what definitely started it is I got different floss than I used to, which is a little thicker, which I think pulled it down and just yanked some of the. Loosened some of the glue so that the tooth is getting looser and looser. And then the other night, I was eating dinner at Marsha's house. What does it matter whose house I was eating dinner? I'm going to edit that out. Actually, yeah, that is the part of the story that makes it important because there was kind of a party atmosphere. There was a lot of people I knew.
Yes. I heard about this, but not that your story, but that the dinner was happening.
Yes. And I had a big mouthful of lasagna, and then all of a sudden, like, the suction of the lasagna taking a bite sucked the tooth right out. I'm like, that's a tooth now. I'm eating a lasagna and my own tooth. So, like, I ran into the bathroom and pulled the tooth out of my mouth and chewed up the rest of the lasagna because, you know, why waste lasagna? And
you had to come back to dinner with, like, this hole?
Yep. Well, no, wait, because, like, I washed the tooth off, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, I can just put it back in. Like, the little post thing isn't broken. Like, it's not going to be secured in there, but if I eat more carefully, you know, it'll at least stay in there. However, such as tooths and gums are, I cannot see the hole where the little post of the tooth can go, so I'm just jamming, I'm just stabbing myself in the gums over and over again. I'm like, nope, not there. Oh, nope, not there. Ow. So I'm like, at some point I realize I'll have to give up. I was like, I'm trying to find a second mirror so I can, you know, use one mirror to see the second mirror with an angle underneath that I can put the tooth in.
Bank shot.
Yeah, for some reason there's not a second mirror anywhere in this house. I'm like, God damn it! Doesn't this woman put on makeup? Give me something.
Give me something.
I don't know
to work
if
with
we
hair.
Have a hand mirror in the whole house.
So I eventually just, you know, after looking through two bathrooms trying to be subtle. And amazingly, no one seemed to notice that I just took a bite of lasagna and went sprinting into the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, lasagna is so delicious, I need some time alone.
So I just came back and tried not to smile for the rest of the day. But someone made me laugh, and Danelle caught it because I was laughing and then, like, I covered my mouth. I was like, just so humiliating. Because I look at my even worse is I finally got two mirrors when we came home, and turns out the second mirror is useless because your hand and the tooth are immediately in the way when you try to put the fucking tooth in your mouth. Like, there's no good angle to see the hole and the thing going in. So I finally had to have my wife put my tooth back in. I'm like, this is embarrassing.
This is love.
Seriously, I was like, fuck, I can't ever let her leave me now.
I'm sorry, man, the image of you getting, like, stabbed repeatedly in your tooth root with a piece of,
So, yeah, she put it back in, and that was okay for a day until last night I had a French fry after my show, and, like, a fucking French fry sucked it back out! And so now fortunately the show was over, at least, so I didn't have to go on stage, but now I'm just, like, you know, talking to the people who run the show, trying to be, like, subtle, like, hey. And I'm, like, I'm starting to talk like Bill Murray from Caddyshack, like, trying to keep my lip down and so that you don't see the upper part. Because, like, so now I just left it out. I'm like, fuck it, if it's going to keep falling out when I eat anything, I might as well just leave it out until I can make a dentist appointment, and, you know, because I don't have any major shows for a while. And all I have to do is go to my day job, and I don't give a fuck what those people think. Fuck those people.
Yeah, you mean Tim the toothless guy.
Oh, my lovely wife is home.
Yay. Make her feed the brat.
No, he's not. I was getting a microwave ready just in case. But, you know, he's not. Wait, sorry. I'm just dealing with baby news. Baby news. Baby news. Baby news. We're got the baby news. He's taking a snooze.
Is that from... James and Bob Good Jobs.
It is. Oh, so anyway, so I was telling my wife yesterday, like, I look in the mirror when I smile without the tooth, and you just immediately detract 20 IQ points. Like, that guy's a fucking idiot. Look at him.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because there's, when we went to the movie theater, guy, I don't know, maybe 65, 70, somewhere around there, walks up, and, like, we kind of arrived at this line at the same time. So I gestured for him to go ahead in front of us. And when he goes, thank you, I see he has no teeth between his eye teeth on the bottom side. It's just, like, completely blank space right there. And immediately, I mean, the dude could have been a fucking rocket scientist, but I see that row of gum, and it's like, not only can you go in front, but I want you in front of me at all times. I always want to know where you are and what you're doing.
Did you put a GPS tracker on him?
I'm here with my child, and I would thank you, sir, to keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, my God. Poor toothless people of the world.
I don't even have a cool story like, man, I was really into meth. That's what happened. Nope. I just like Skittles and soda.
Interesting.
I love that your idea of a cool story is I'm really into meth.
You know, I experimented with meth. Shit got out of hand. You know, yeah. It happened.
It happens to everyone, right? Right?
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, that's why I'm a little embarrassed by my appearance at the moment.
All right.
I bet you still look hot, baby.
Take pictures, Tim.
Hopefully I'll have it fixed by next weekend because I'm going to be at D23. Oh, we need to record on a different day next week.
Alrighty.
Is it possible we could do Monday?
Yeah.
Not tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Week from tomorrow.
Noah? Don't see why not.
Well, we can worry about this later, but I just remembered I'm going to be at D23, and I don't want to waste any more of the ticket that my mom bought for me by not going to D23 on Sunday.
Sounds good.
Because I have to, for work, I'm going to miss all of Friday unless I fucking warp speed it down there like 120 miles an hour, which sucks because I would really, on Friday afternoon or Friday evening, Dick Van Dyke's quartet is going to be singing at D23. For those of you who are uninitiated, D23 is like Comic-Con, but just for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
If Comic-Con were not as big, because tickets are still available. You don't worry about nothing.
All right.
But Dick Van Dyke has a barbershop quartet, and they're closing out the first night of D23, and I'm like, man, I would like to see them. I love Dick Van Dyke.
That would be awesome.
That's all I got. All right, well, I hit the major things I wanted to talk about. Wanted to make sure we read Angela's email, talked about my sad tooth.
Excellent. Have either of you made the mistake of clicking on the YouTube link that I sent to you back at the beginning of this show?
I am not logged into YouTube right now, so it says you have to log in. I'm like, I can't log in because that'll log me out of my Google Mail. So I just said skip it.
Okay.
I did not make the mistake.
The top-rated comment said it's like Naked OK Go.
Okay.
But their voices sound a little bit like they might be giants, but it's four naked Russian guys and two girls in plaid skirts singing and dancing in a apparently sort of not quite like slick professional, but not quite homemade music
and
video.
And one guy doesn't have part of his arms.
That's a whole different guy. He's not one of the major guys.
Still.
He's one of the minor guys.
Arms.
Yeah. And you're right. He's missing everything from the elbows down. It's
These
very
Russian
odd.
Girls aren't even that attractive. Why am I watching this?
Because it's hilarious. It's actually not a bad song. I have no idea.
It's just naked men dancing around. Why is that good?
Listen to the song. It's actually pretty listenable.
It's
I
in
think.
Fucking Russian.
We'll learn Russian. If that bothers you so much.
And then right next to it, it's recommending I watch Male Sex Exam.
Wow. Okay.
I don't like this video.
There's another one I Googled.
How did you find this video?
It was just one of those random websites. It's like a Tumblr mm-hmm. full of like random shit.
Random mm-hmm. dudes with penises.
I'm trying to remember what it was called. I think it was called like Hooray Random or Fuck Yeah Weird or something like that. Hang on, it was Fuck Yeah something or other. Fuck Yeah Weird. I think that was the one I was looking at. And it's weird. Oh, it is not safe for work. Do not type that into your browser if
that
you're worked. Anywhere where you like, you know, don't want people to see it.
Like life. Just don't even let it be in your history.
Yeah,
don't look.
I think there was stuff on Fuck Yeah Weird that's not safe for life, so.
Yeah, there's a guy, there's a gif of a guy just coming right in a girl's eye. Not like on her face, just like she's prying her eye open, he's just letting jizz right on her eyeball.
Yeah, I think that was the site that had these dancing guys on it. But here's one that's safe for work. BubleRaptor.tumblr.com. Go ahead,
as
click
in Michael
on
Bublé?
Yes, it's in Michael Bublé.
Okay, what happens there?
Go click on it and let me know what you think.
I think I've wasted my life.
Here are two other tumblers. Breadpeople.tumblr.com and SelickWaterfallSandwich.tumblr.com.
Wait, why do we care about the Michael Bublé one?
Because it's Michael Bublé being stalked by a velociraptor.
I'm going to repeat Noah's question and then hope you have a better answer. Why do we care about the Michael Bublé one?
Okay, is this a better answer? Because it's motherfucking Michael Bublé being stalked by a motherfucking velociraptor.
Now, if he was really being stalked by a velociraptor, that would be interesting.
Yeah. The fact that people know how to work Photoshop is not news.
But
I can work Photoshop.
This isn't Photoshop funny heads on random things. This is kind of like that Tom Hanks is a lot of animals site. Like, this is a lot of time and effort devoted to the same joke over and over again. And I can appreciate that.
I think you have too much free time on your hand at your job.
Oh, no, this wasn't it. This wasn't at my job. This was at home. Oh, although that does lead me to...
I think you have too much free time at home.
It leads me to a job story. So, I discovered these yesterday as I was taking a break from doing some work. There was a rather large project that kept getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And my boss was kind of upset because this large project, the person who the project was for was going to be meeting with somebody who's like the number three guy in the company or something like that next week. And he's like, okay, we have got to get stuff done for this guy so that he says positive things when he has this meeting with the SVP. Except that all the things that were landing on my desk that were pushing back the my starting work on this project were coming from the person he was meeting with. So I'm working on all this like heavy shit, and it's like, okay, I understand that you don't want like third hand shit to come flying at us if this guy says negative things to this other guy, but how about the second hand shit that is directly the needs of this important guy in the company? You know, exactly where are my priorities supposed to be? So my boss had the temerity to come over and tell me, so where are we on this? And I gave him an update, and he goes, okay, because I don't want to have to work on this weekend. And I thought about that for a second. What's this eye? That eye is very mysterious. Because my boss doesn't know how to do my job. He means, not I, not we, you, a.k.a. me. He was indirectly threatening to make me work this weekend. But then I had a personal emergency on Friday, which I'll also get back to, that I wound up having to leave work for several hours. So I wound up taking work home over the weekend. And I hit a certain point with it yesterday where I was like, oh, fuck this. I'll work on this some more on Sunday. And at that point, I needed to go out and cleanse my palate, so to speak. And that's when I discovered Michael Bublé being stalked by a motherfucking velociraptor. .com.org.
Wow, fuck. All that was for that? I forgot why you were telling us that story. Jesus Christ.
And that was another
Who cares?
Me, that was another me bitching about my boss.
Sweet Jesus Christ on a pony.
But here's the great thing that took me away from...
There's nothing great happening now.
Oh, come on. What was your emergency?
Tim, I hate you.
Okay, good.
My wife calls me in tears on Friday afternoon to tell me that some cunt nurse at her doctor's office, who she had spoken to earlier in the week, who had told her that she doesn't know how to count and that she should have plenty of pain pills to get her through until she sees the doctor on Monday. When she called back on Friday and told the nurse, nope, you are definitely wrong. I'm definitely going to run out of pain pills this weekend. I'm definitely going to be in excruciating pain before I get to see the doctor on Monday. Told her things like, well, then you just need to stretch it out. You just need to take the few remaining ones that you have less often until you get to the doctor on Monday. Or if you're in a lot of pain over the weekend, go to the emergency room. Because, yeah, paying hundreds of dollars for an emergency room visit is much more sensible than you guys giving her a fucking 2-day prescription. So, because my wife was in a lot of pain, I'm the one that got to drive an hour away from where I live to some office that they have in boondock fucking Egypt to pick up the prescriptions and take it back and get my wife enough pills that she can get through this weekend without being in horrible, excruciating pain. Now, luckily for the cunt nurse who did all of these things to my wife over the course of this week, she was physically in a different office, because Andy arrived at the office ready to scream at people.
Let's be fair. Andy wakes up ready to scream at people.
Andy really doesn't, but people...
And nothing says sane, calm person like screaming at people.
Yeah.
No, nothing says, you know what, I need to stop what I'm doing and help this fellow out. Maybe I need to rethink what I have done and how I should do it in the future.
Oh,
because
I kept
this man at top volume is telling me that I am a cunt.
She wasn't in that office, so I kept all that rage bottled down. And
yes, the only reason you did that is because she wasn't there.
Yeah, well, she wasn't there to scream at, and I didn't want to scream at other random people. So
right.
I told those people, in no uncertain terms, what I thought of this other nurse, and that I wanted not only the nurse's name, but I wanted her boss's name, and how I could get a hold of that boss. So that... There will be screaming on Monday.
Say, that is good news.
Yes, there is.
I was like, I hope the story ends with screaming.
Oh, yes, the story ends with screaming. It just isn't over yet.
All right.
This story's on pause. Yep.
This is like the episode of, you know, your favorite show where you're like, how is it going to end? To be continued? No. No!
It's like Harry Potter. Andy Potter and the Screaming Hollows Part 2.
The boy who screamed has come to scream.
Screamicus.
Deficus.
Is she the Voldemort to your Harry Potter?
No, she's going to be the trembling lump of jelly to the bottom of my fucking shoe.
There's that.
That's not a fucking pop culture reference, asshole.
All right.
All right.
She's going to be the Hiroshima and Nagasaki to my little boy and fat man.
Oh, all right.
How's that?
Much better. By the way, apparently my mom listened to an episode of Tancast.
Oh,
I was like,
wonderful.
What? I told you never. And she's like, why is Andy friends with you guys?
She said that?
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
You talk about his mother? I was like, well, he gets off a good one every now and again. I'm like, she's like, he better.
I'm like, why is he friends with you? I would not be friends with you.
You guys need to treat him better.
If I could mail your mom a hug, I would.
She listened to like a full episode?
Well, she didn't tell me how far she got.
Nice.
Hey, I can't imagine she sat through the whole thing. As soon as we started talking about cocks or something, I bet she was like, all right.
I don't need to hear about this or fresh titty juice.
We could set up a Tim's mom barrier and I can just start every episode with booger, booger, snot.
Booger, booger, snot. Booger, booger, snot. Booger, snot. Booger, booger, snot. Booger, booger, snot. Sorry, just seemed like a good rap beat.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Big booty bitches.
Big booty
booger
bitches.
We got big booger bitches. Woo!
We so don't I need no going... skinny boogers. Get the fuck out.
No, it really doesn't remember how the bridge of that song goes.
What am I saying wrong? Break it down for me.
All of it.
Everything you said just wrong.
Little bitches get out. We don't want no skinny bitches. Little bitches get out. We don't. You're like, get the fuck out, bitch.
I just want the skinny bitches out. That's all.
Bitch, suck so, my balls.
I assume we have gone long enough that we are going to skip chan fights for today.
Oh,
sounds
yeah.
good to me.
Did you have one ready?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, that works out then.
Tigger and Pooh.
Battle.
What's that?
I said, oh, glad it wasn't me.
Well, then, I would like to end today with a new feature I may like to start up on the show that I haven't run past the guys yet.
Nope, I hate it.
Yep, fail.
It's called, well, it's quick. It's called Tan Crime Scene.
Yep, that failed. No, so break it down for us.
All right, well, I'm going to read a new story about a crime and then make a comment about it.
Alrighty.
So in Eugene, Oregon, a suspect in handcuffs jumps into the Willamette River as Eugene police arrive to take him into custody from University of Oregon campus safety officers. The incident happened just before 5 p.m. The Eugene police said officers were picking up Bo Walker Hodge, 30, from campus safety when the man ran away and jumped in the river. And to this article I say, well, I guess this criminal went off the deep end.
Is that really it?
That's it.
Every episode you want to do this?
Yep, I'm going to make a stupid pun about a crime story and then play the CSI theme.
I don't approve.
I didn't think you would.
I approve.
That's it.
All right. Glad to see around for that.
It was quick. You got to give me it was quick.
It was.
It was quick. I will give you
it that. It was shorter than Andy's story about his fucking job.
Oh, yeah.
But I always hope that it's always going to lead somewhere.
Nope. Just back to where you started. You know where it's going to lead you? Selick Waterfall Sandwich.
I don't even know what that is.
It's one of the many links he sent us that you don't care about.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah, whatever.
Noah snores like Big Bird.
I was going to say he snores like SpongeBob.
I don't know about SpongeBob yet.
No, it's more of a mew, 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 mew.
Well, then that's nothing like what Noah sounded like.
I know. I was correcting myself. You bastard.
You're a bastard, bastard.
You're a bastard of the bastards.
You're a bastard, bitch-faced cocknose. You bastard, bitch-faced cocknose.
Ooh.
All right, see you next week, bastards.
All right. Have a good week, everybody.
Ta-ta.
Cody.
Keep riding that queef.
You're doing it. You done it. You rode that queef.
Ride hard.
Ride in the queef. Yeah.
Oh, shit. It was Cody, right?
Yeah, it was Cody.
Yay. Hooray, memory.
It has served me well.
Shit, now I have to go back and double check. Cody, yeah, with a K.
Oh, well, see, I spelled it with a C when I said it just now, so.
Well, you better correct yourself.
Okay, Cody.
better check yourself before you wreck yourself, son. All right.
Yes, I better. Thank you, Noah.
No problem. This little DOS effects for you.
All right.
I prefer, fuck it. This show's long enough as it is. I'm not going to make this joke. Goodbye.
This is the way the show ends. This is the way the show ends. This is the way the show ends.
Not with the bang, but with the whimper.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim. Just want to pop in here at the end and let you know that you should watch Wipeout on August 18th, 2011. No particular reason. You should just watch Wipeout on ABC on August 18th, 2011. And by the way, Andy and Noah rape pigs. Is Noah having a spot of tea?
A spot of Cherry Coke Zero.
Cherry Coke Zero, you say?
I do say.
Intriguing.
How is it?
I said it, and it is good. I mean, if you like the Coke Zero, I do, so.
I'm not a huge fan of the Coke Zero, unless I'm thirsty. In fact, there's still half a can of it sitting in my car.
Well, I should say, do you drink the regular Coke?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, then yeah, it doesn't compare to that. I think it's better than Diet Coke, though.
Okay. But I find that Diet Cherry Pepsi tastes almost indistinguishable from regular Cherry Pepsi. Something
really?
About the cherry disguises the diet.
All right, good to know.
And so I was wondering if it was the same thing if the cherry disguises the zero as well.
I would say no.
God damn it.
But give it a try.
No!
I think there's a joke in here somewhere about eating out fat chicks, but I just don't know what it is.
What's wrong with you?
Plenty.
You are a scary, scary man. Let me finish my Coke here, and then we...
Because you don't want it to be, welcome to TanCast.
I just saw the artwork for the Fresh Titty Juice episode, and I realized it looks like we have yellow-colored jizz on the top of our lips.
It's titty juice, dumbass.
Now I gotta look
it's
at
like
it again.
It's like a milk mustache. It's a Fresh Titty Juice
That's
mustache.
Why I stopped all of a sudden, because I brought TanCast. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
No, what you should really do is click on it so you get the full... Oh, no, wait. Clicking on it. Right-click and do view image. You get the full size. I love that Noah's regular mustache just shines through the Fresh Titty mustache. Mustache. There we
go. That looks disgusting.
And I love the clip art guy, Tim. That's awesome.
Like, I wanted to try Fresh Titty Juice at one time, but not anymore.
Now you don't?
Not if it looks like that.
What are you talking about? Delicious. Tastes better than Coke Zero, I'll tell you that right now.
All right, I'm all done.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. We may continue.